Okay.
Huh?
What, mommy?
Dear mom.
I love you. Done.
Those voices were the two little humans who made me a mommy. They've been itching to get their hands on my podcast equipment. Today was the day they shared their message with you. We're also celebrating Mother's Day here in the United States. And in honor, I share a poem I wrote entitled The Magic of Motherhood. Motherhood, an energy that creates worlds, a distinct call to service, a role some live for, others give their life entirely. It's a responsibility that comes without instruction, a supernatural power that arrives magically. Motherhood is a front row seat to a divine lesson of humility and strength, stress and relief, pain and comfort, gift and sacrifice. Motherhood is creation, maturation, isolation, elevation. Oh, the fascination. Motherhood is a fully indescribable love, action and conviction. Motherhood is a blessing. From my latest book, Count to 40, available on Amazon. Order a copy today. The older I get, and now that I have children of my own, I look at motherhood from a different lens. Motherhood is one of the few things that absolutely links us all. We all have a mother. Mothers are quite literally givers of life. It is the egg released from a woman's ovaries, fertilized with sperm, that ultimately creates life. Mothers come in all shapes, sizes, and with all types of dispositions and imperfections. After all, mothers are human. Then there are moms, the ones who raise us and love us, whether from her egg or not. The woman who stands in, often in case of adoption or tragedy, when the biological mother can't or won't be there. Whether it's mom, ma, mum, mommy, mama, madre, ima, or the many different names given from across the globe, today I hold space just for us. I notice that when Mother's Day rolls around each year, there are lots of different opinions, perspectives, and hot takes on moms. Hop on any social media platform, you'll find them all. You'll see beautiful tributes to moms, voices of those who still grieve their mom, and angst of those who resent their mom for any number of reasons, maybe absence, negligence, maybe even abuse. As I am ever the optimist, I'd love to share a perspective with you that leaves this single day one of celebration. Whether you have a complicated relationship with your mom, whether she's near or far, be thankful for the life you have because of your mom. And every mom, good, bad, or all the shades of gray in between. Every mom shapes part of your identity and your character. Perhaps you learn many things because of your mom. Or perhaps you have unshakable resilience because of what you didn't receive from your mom. Whatever the case, cheers to moms all around. And an extra special shout out to the ones who wear the crown well. The moms who show up for their kids, who teach and nurture and create fun memories and prep meals, and do laundry. Today is a celebration of moms. I am Erica Floyd. This is Brilliant Everyday Podcast. Subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, among other podcast platforms. Explore with me the positive mindsets and powerful habits that are brilliant every day. Connect with me at Erica Innovates on Threads, Instagram, and TikTok. Visit ericainnovates.com to stay plugged in or get connected with mindset coaching. Until next time, cheers.